they've managed to get young Mitchie Hinge, who was picked 20 in the 2017 rookie draft, made his debut against the Adelaide Crows, I think, last year.
I'm just going to have a look. How many games did his brother John play?
Oh, a trick question. Can't answer that, Roach.
Well, I've got to look it up.
One.
One. So Mitch has already got him.
Yes, bingo, and he joins us now. How are you, Mitch?
Good, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, not bad. You'd be a happy camper at the moment.
Absolutely ecstatic. Looking forward to getting into it. It's very exciting for me.
Well, tell us about your time. You were picked up on the rookie draft, as I mentioned, 2017. So you always showed a bit. There was a lot of talk about you. You got managed to get three games. Were you disappointed at being delisted from Brisbane?
I think at the end of the day, last week or so, I was offered a deal from Adelaide, and it was probably just a little bit better than what I was offered at Brisbane. It kind of gave me a little bit more security. in terms of where I'm at in my career. So, I'm happy to sign with Adelaide, and I can't be more excited about kind of what's next. So it's exciting.
So how are you going to look over that time you had at Brisbane?
Pardon, sorry, what was that?
So how are you going to reflect on the time you did have at Brisbane? What did you get out
of it? Honestly, I absolutely love Brisbane. I love everyone here. I've got a good relationship with Fags and all the coaching staff, and obviously all the boys here I get along with really well. So it's a little bit sad saying goodbye to everyone, but I'm ready to kind of move on to the next chapter of my life and hopefully play some senior games for the Crows. So I'm looking forward to it.
So you were in a Glenelg boy initially before you were drafted. Just refresh our memory because it was a few years ago. How many senior games did you play there?
I think I only played one reserves game. I played in the famous under-18s grand final, the point after the siren. I was part of that crew. I was under-18s for Glenelg and played the one reserves game. So I didn't really get much senior time there.
So when did you find out the Crows were interested?
It's kind of eventuated, honestly, in the last week or week and a half or so. So it kind of lifted off. Obviously, I'm just one of those guys that's a little bit unlucky with all the list sizes and stuff changing this year. Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of people in similar boats that I'm in. So I'm very fortunate that Adelaide have come to the party and have offered me a deal. So, I'm absolutely excited and ready to get part of the group and ready to get started. So, I'm looking forward to it.
And not trying to pump up your tyres, it's no shame to not be able to break into the Brisbane side the last 2 years. They've been incredibly strong and a really good culture there at the moment.
I've got honestly nothing bad to say about Brisbane. There's obviously some quality players brought in of the likes of Hodgie and Birch that probably just sat in front of me for those couple of years. But I think it's probably just built my hunger up a little bit, and hopefully I've got a lot to offer for the boys at Crowies, and they've got vice versa for me as well. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Mitch, 22 years of age now, so you've got a little bit of maturity. Where is your position? You're listed mainly as a halfback wingman type player. Where's your wheelhouse?
So that's where I've played most of my footy. So first 3 years, I played halfback, and probably this year I've played some of my best footy being halfback wing. So I really enjoy back there. But honestly, I look at the group at Adelaide, and I'm ready to play some senior footy, and whatever kind of the squad or the team needs me, I'm probably ready to do. So it's exciting for me, and just want to get part of it.
Timing's everything, Mitch. Is it the right time for just that dream at Adelaide, because you know there's going to be great opportunity there?
The timing is good. I feel like I've really put myself in a good position in terms of physically and also mentally as well to kind of burst onto the AFL scene. But I'm well aware as well that I've got areas I've still got to improve on, and I've still got to keep that hunger up. I'm not a shoo-in just to go in and play. I'm ready to put the hard work in and get some reward out of it, so it's exciting.
So, Mitch, do you have much of a connection with Adelaide? Have you got any former teammates or any great mates playing with Adelaide at the moment?
So I know a few of the boys. I played state footy with the likes of Andy McPherson, Tyson Stingle, Darcy Fogarty and those boys. So, as well as, obviously, Ben Keys came over from Brisbane, who I'm really close with as well. So there's a few boys there. That probably helps with that little kind of stepping stone into it. It's not quite as daunting, but I'm really excited. There's a few boys that have already reached out to me. So yeah, I'm just looking forward to get part of the group and getting stuck into it. Should be quite exciting.
Keezy really stepped up and took his opportunities this year. He was a beauty for the Crows. Did you have a chat to him? Did you talk to anyone in particular before making the move?
I've kept pretty close tabs with Keezy all year. As I said, we're pretty close mates. So I couldn't be happier to see his kind of rise. I always knew he was a really good player. He just probably lacked that opportunity similar to me. So obviously, he's a very hard worker as well. I had some good chats with him, and then obviously I talked to kind of the coach. I talked to Nixie a little bit as well, who I couldn't speak highly enough of him. So it was a no-brainer for me in the end of the day.
So what sort of picture is Matthew Nix presented to you, Mitch? What's he asked of you?
Obviously there's been no numbers or anything being kind of put out, but just work hard, work hard. And we just want to play a really strong brand of footy that obviously the members and fans are happy with. Obviously we want to keep improving. There's a really good solid group there, and there's a lot of emerging young talent as well. So, there's no reason why we can't change our or improve on what was done last year and then keep improving over the coming years. So, yeah.
So, Mitch, on a personal side, how are you tracking? Did you have a girlfriend up in Queensland? Does she have to come down, or are you just flying solo?
Flying solo at the minute. So just been up here in Brizzy, just lived with close mate Tom Fullerton. And, come back to Adelaide. Got a lot of family and friends back in Adelaide still. It's probably the silver lining of it all as well, being back closer to friends and family. I'm really looking forward to it.
Mitchy, we're live and interactive. A text has just come through. Ask Mitch about his brother John being the only player to have his name on a commemorative Crows Guernsey more times than games he played for the Crows. That's from Glenn from Paralowie.
That's a very interesting stat. I'm not sure how happy you'd be with that, but it's a good one. John's obviously helped me a lot through my kind of career, as my whole family has. So, he's got his name on there a lot more than a lot of other people. So, what I'm doing
now, John has the most infectious smile in the world. What's he doing these days?
So he's just finished up with a few years being the PDM at Port. Yeah. So he's just gone for a few different jobs right now as we speak. So
was he one of the ones caught in the COVID cuts, or did he choose to look for something else?
I'm not too sure. It might have been more of a cuts, but I'm not too sure.
So last one, Mitch, when do you move home? When do you relocate down here? And once you get down here, are you going to have a holiday? What's your favourite part of South Australia?
Moving back probably middle to late next week. Hopefully meet a few more people around the club, and which will be good. And favourite part about South Australia is I'm from originally from a little country town called Mundella, which is close to border town, just on the border. I'm not sure how quickly I'll head back there, but I love getting back down there and spending a bit of time on the farm, seeing the family and some friends back there as well. So there's a lot of nice spots in South Australia, though, that I'm looking forward to getting amongst.
Well, Mitch, we really appreciate you joining us today. Congratulations on signing up with the Crows. We look forward to what you can produce out on the park over the next few years. So all the best. Have a great Chrissy as well.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.